Chapter 3. And Peter and John were going up at the same time to the temple, at the hour of the prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, being lame from the womb of his mother, was being carried, whom they were laying every day at the gate of the temple, called Beautiful, to ask a kindness from those entering into the temple. Who, having seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, was begging to receive a kindness. And Peter, having looked steadfastly toward him with John, said, Look toward us. And he was giving heed to them, looking to receive something from them. And Peter said, Silver and gold I have none, but what I have, that I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up, and be walking. And having seized him by the right hand, he raised him up, and presently his feet and ankles were strengthened. And springing up, he stood, and was walking, and did enter with them into the temple, walking and springing, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking, and praising God. They were knowing him also that this it was, who for a kindness was sitting at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what hath happened to him. And at the lame man, who was healed holding Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch called Solomon's, greatly amazed. And Peter having seen, answered unto the people, Men, Israelites, why wonder ye at this? Or on us why look ye so earnestly, as if by our own power or piety we have made him to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, did glorify his child Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, he having given judgment to release him. And ye the holy and righteous one did deny, and desired a man, a murderer, to be granted to you. And the prince of the life ye did kill, whom God did raise out of the dead, of which we are witnesses. And on the faith of his name, this one whom ye see and have known, his name made strong, even the faith that is through him did give to him this perfect soundness before you all. And now, brethren, I have known that through ignorance ye did it, as also your rulers. And God, what things before he had declared through the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ should suffer, he did thus fulfill. Reform ye, therefore, and turn back, for your sins being blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And he may send Jesus Christ, who before hath been preached to you. Whom it behoveth heaven, indeed, to receive till times of a restitution of all things, of which God spake through the mouth of all his holy prophets from the age. For Moses, indeed, unto the fathers said, A prophet to you shall the Lord your God raise up out of your brethren, like to me. Him shall ye hear in all things, as many as he may speak unto you. And it shall be, every soul that may not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed out of the people. And also all the prophets from Samuel, and those following in order, as many as spake, did also foretell of these days. Ye are sons of the prophets, and of the covenant that God made unto our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall be blessed all the families of the earth. To you first, God, having raised up his child Jesus, did send him, blessing you, in the turning away of each one from your evil ways.